Naturbüro Signals. Ambience, Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, 6:48 a.m. By the Yellow Canary in a residential area, between railroad tracks and streets in Essen. Ambient sound. The Sparrows, a poem by Gotthold Ephraim Lessing. There was once an ancient church, in the chinks and crannies of which the sparrows had built countless nests. In the course of time, this old church was repaired. As it stood in all the luster of its new stone and plaster, the sparrows returned to look for their old homes. But they found that all of these had been carefully bricked up. "Of what earthly use," cried the sparrows, "can so large a building now be? Come, let us leave this useless pile of stone to its fate."
Es gibt einige Städte, die Vogelfreundlichkeit zum Prinzip ihrer Stadtplanung gemacht haben. Das kommt uns heute vielleicht noch extravagant vor.
There are some cities in which bird friendliness is a principle of their urban design planning. Maybe that seems extravagant to us today.
Fühlen sich auch Menschen.
But it certainly makes sense. Because any place that birds feel comfortable, human beings will feel comfortable too. And any place where there is no more room for birds will not be a good place for people either. If we want our cities to remain inhabitable, then we have to make sure that birds also feel welcome there and that we provide them with a good habitat, that they stay green, that they contain enough expanses of water, that they have quiet zones, that they have tangible nature areas. Not purely for climatic reasons, but because we know by now that the presence of birds, the mere sight of them, and the natural sound of their voices is good for our souls.
Weil wir mittlerweile wissen, dass die Gegenwart von Vögeln, also auch ihr bloßer Anblick und natürlich der Klang ihrer Stimmen, unserer Seele gut tut.
And if we don't have them, even if we don't pay attention to them, even if we don't care about nature, we won't notice it consciously, but something will be missing. And any place where the environment is silent, where there are no more birds, we need to see that as an alarm signal, as an early warning system, just like in the old days when the canary fell silent in the pit. In a place where no more birds are singing, sooner or later we wouldn't be able to stand it. It would become unbearable.
Ja, ich glaube, dass die Menschheit drei große Probleme hat zurzeit. Das ist zum einmal in aller Munde die Klimakatastrophe.
I believe that humanity has three major problems at the moment.
Also die biologische Katastrophe.
First, there is the climate crisis. But there is also the threat of biological collapse, the biological catastrophe. The two are very closely related. And also related to these things is social solidarity. If people's egos are pushed too much to the forefront, and responsibilities and obligations, which of course should always be connected with freedoms, are not taken into account, then societies have a hard time surviving. And eventually there will be consequences. And when there is no social cohesion, then it is also difficult to overcome these great catastrophes, which we are actually right in the middle of. And the situation with birds shows that it is no longer 5 minutes to midnight. It's actually past midnight. In other words, we're not in a warning stage anymore. We are in a stage where things are already rapidly going downhill and where we will actually have a very hard time maintaining the status quo. I don't believe that within the foreseeable future we will be able to restore the satisfactory conditions that may have existed back in the 1950s or 60s. And since the 1980s, so many things have disappeared, so much has been destroyed, that we won't be able to just get it back very readily, which doesn't mean we shouldn't make an effort anyway. We have to make an effort. But biodiversity here and all over Germany and all over the world has dwindled enormously. I could list a lot of species now. Icterine warbler, black redstart, common redstart, grasshopper warbler, horncrake, especially the birds that live in agricultural landscapes have disappeared. And there was this study, 80% fewer insects. And these surveys were done in a nature reserve, not somewhere in an agricultural area like a cornfield where we already suspect that nothing has survived, but in a nature reserve, 80% fewer. That is an insane development, and it has to do with people's attitudes and with our contact with nature, which has been lost. We no longer have a loving and caring attitude toward our environment. In the past, people had this out of necessity because our existence directly depended on it. So the canary that used to warn the miners should be warning us today. But there's no canary anymore. Instead, it's called black-tailed godwit or curlew or skylark. And they've disappeared. They gave their warnings, and then they disappeared. And there are reasons for this.
Und die sind verschwunden. Die haben ihre Warnung gesagt und sind dann verschwunden. Und das hat seine Gründe.